At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Before we dive into some Super Bowl chatter, who won the MVP, offensive MVP, defensive MVP, and actually a pretty heartwarming story from the Senior Bowl. You got anything from the text line there, Jake?
Yeah, you asked for the thoughts about who people are cheering for and think is going to win. Downtown Scott chimes in, says, I think the Eagles got it this year. I'm rooting for them as well. I don't hate the Chiefs, but love to see our Nebraska boys succeed. Go, Beef Jerky.
All right. A little Cam Jurgens love right there. Any others? Is that it?
6678 says, I think when the game is over on Sunday, the Packers will still be the only team to win 3 NFL championships in a row, which they did twice, predating the Super Bowl era, but yes.
Vince Lombardi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, real quick, before we dive into some Super Bowl NFL awards talk to close out the show today, heading into the weekend, this was just pretty cool. TCU wide receiver Jack Beck caught a walk-off touchdown at the Senior Bowl and was named the game's MVP. Beck's brother, Tiger, was killed in the New Year's Day terrorist attack in New Orleans, and Jack shared an emotional moment with his parents after the game. And I'm staring at a picture of him hugging his parents, and they're shedding and sharing tears after that. So I just thought that was a pretty cool story, cool moment. Okay. Obviously it meant a lot to them. I wonder, because you got Cam Jurgens for the Eagles, does the fact that Terry Bradshaw is with the Chiefs, does that sway who anybody is rooting for with the Super Bowl on Sunday? All right. If you hadn't heard, Josh Allen wins the Most Valuable Player of the Year award. All right, congrats to Josh. I always think of Nate Gary kind of tossing him the football after the interception years ago, but I digress. Jameis Winston, who would have thought somebody could turn crab legs into such a positive thing like Jameis Winston? Here's a quote he said, and I quote, I am grateful that crab legs have provided me so many opportunities to talk about crab legs, end quote. He's been like acting as the media, going around interviewing Kelsey and Mahomes at the media day and asking people their favorite color. And oh, man, I like this guy. Ever since the snow game when the Browns beat the Steelers earlier this year in that interview, like, I don't think I've seen someone turn around, not that they had, like, a bad image, but, like, turn around their image into such a positive image like Jameis Winston has done in a long time, and it's hard not to be a fan of him. All right, Patrick Surtain wins Defensive Player of the Year, and these stats are per Jake, producer Jake. He's been in the NFL 4 years, which Jake told me earlier makes him the same age as the rookies of the year. And I responded, that's because COVID eligibility makes everyone who comes into the NFL as a rookie like 94 years old. Also, shout out to Saquon Barkley, who won the Offensive Player of the Year award as well. And I'm curious. I'm curious to see if he wins that MVP.
Yeah.
First running back since, what was it, the 96 Super Bowl?
98, Terrell Davis.
98 Super Bowl, Terrell Davis, the Packers. We'll see if he can do it. Travis Kelce said, and I quote, I plan on being a Kansas City Chief and playing football, end quote. So apparently he's not going anywhere. I'm staring at a picture of him and Taylor Swift. I'm cool with one of those staying, and the other one could go. Now, highest graded rookie quarterback seasons of all time. It was Russell Wilson in 2012, number 2, Jaden Daniels. Then Dak Prescott, C.J. Stroud, Baker Mayfield. Those are your top 5. Jaden Daniels, however, wins the Rookie of the Year award. All right.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
He led Washington to the first playoff victory for the Commanders in 19 years, first NFC Championship game appearance for Washington in 33 years, the most passing and rushing yards for a rookie quarterback in NFL history. By the end of the playoffs, he had rushed for over 1,000 yards, over 900 yards in the regular season, threw for over 4,000 yards. All right, most total yards for a rookie with regular season and postseason combined in NFL history. Most wins, passing yards, rushing yards, completions, completion percentage, passer rating, and games started for a rookie in NFL history. Most passing and rushing yards for a rookie quarterback in the playoffs. Most total yards for a rookie with the regular season and postseason combined in NFL history. And oh my gosh, there's so many more. Basically, Jaden Daniels is a guy to keep your eye on. And then shout out to Dan Quinn, the man who was the coach of the Falcons when I went to that mini camp and I tried to get back in the NFL and they told me no. But he is now the coach of the Commanders and he just won the NFL Coach of the Year award and I couldn't be happier for him. He has done, to say he's done an amazing job with the Commanders is the understatement of the millennium. He has done a beyond phenomenal job. Now, can he sustain consistency, which I talk about a lot, but he did a phenomenal job this year. All right, the Super Bowl, Jake, you told me the Chiefs are favored by one. Who are you taking and why, my friend?
I'm taking the Chiefs because they always win and they got the rest on their side. And I want to see a little bit of history. Three in a row would be cool.
Short, sweet, concise. Two of those three things are undeniably accurate. The other one, there's a whole lot of debate about the refs, but you just might be right. You never know. So I kind of let the cat out of the bag earlier. I'm going with the Eagles, not necessarily because I think they're better. I'm going to go with them for the same reason I went with the Bills, because I'm not going to be smarter than the average dumb guy, and I'm going to keep picking against the Chiefs. It's kind of similar to the Bills. The Eagles are probably the second best team in the league, if not the best. We'll find out Sunday. The Bills have something to say about that if they would ever play the Eagles. I don't believe they played this year. But the Bills wanted that game so bad. The Eagles lost to the Chiefs 2 years ago, 38-35. Harrison Butker made a field goal with 12 seconds left to win that game. There is revenge. There is motivation. There is, we've seen these guys before. There is one really good team playing another. And eventually that ball is going to bounce a different direction. Do I think the Eagles are better? Don't know. Do I think the Chiefs are better? I honestly don't know. But eventually that ball's going to bounce a different direction. Now, if I'm being honest with you, and this might turn me heel with a lot of the folks listening, I'm actually rooting for the Chiefs because I want to see history. I love seeing things that have never happened before. I've never seen a rookie quarterback like Jaden Daniels. He's a Commander as well. That's why I talk about him so much on a pretty much Nebraska show. I'm picking the Eagles because eventually that funny-shaped ball is going to bounce a different direction at some point. And then the Chiefs are going to win, and I'm going to be wrong again. But that's okay, because I can always fall back on the fact that I wanted them to win. So either way, Adam Carricker is going to win come Monday. All right, until next time, have a great weekend. Go Big Red, and always remember to throw the ball.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.